Thank you, Steve. It's Bill Leff. It's Wendy Snyder. And Bill, I got to tell you, you pitched this guest idea saying, boy, it's really going to hit home with you.
It will. You'll see. You'll see. Tracy Egan and Rangan Altoy are in studio with us right now. They are the brains behind You Can Only Take the ACT 12 Times. It's a one-woman show, a comedy written by Tracy. Rangan, of course, directing it. Hi, ladies. Thank you both
Hello.
For being here.
Hello. Thanks nice for having us.
Tell Wendy what she can expect, because it's a
mixed
bag, isn't it?
I'm at this phase right now.
Oh, it's a horrible phase. It's a beast. It's just, you know, the college application process has grown into this unwieldy, high stakes, uber expensive time in a parent's life and a kid's life. And it's terrible and it's frightening. And I'm sorry.
And, you know, here's the thing.
And
Bill,
fun.
And, yeah, right.
Oh, yeah.
Bill, you have two daughters and I feel for you because they were doing it at the same time,
right.
Which is double the trouble.
Right.
Yes.
But I'm sorry. There's something about a teenage boy that is much different than a girl getting it done.
He's not done?
He's not finished. He should be, and I don't know what he's waiting for, but there is a lot of pressure where you can get, like, early results or whatever,
yeah.
But then you're in a contract where you have to go. It's like,
the early decision process. I think that deadline
all
is
start?
This week.
He's yeah. not doing that.
Yeah. It's a crazy beast. It's really become, I mean, I laughed the first time someone told me they had a spreadsheet to navigate this process. A parent was like, you know, a spreadsheet when the dates are due, when the tests are, when you have to turn the transcript request forms. And I was like, a spreadsheet, that's kind of funny.
Well, don't people start prepping for this? I mean, you go, well, if my child is starting college in the fall, I can start a year out. But people start this 2, 3, 4 years early, don't they?
Oh, they start giving you things about that when you are touring high schools, if you happen to have a kid in the Chicago public school system,
yeah.
you don't just get to go to your neighborhood school.
Right.
I mean, of course you get to, but you know, if you're...
You want to look at a specialty
yeah,
school.
A little higher strung than that, then you're right. putting your kid through this other stupid process.
Yeah.
Which is a wonderful process. It's not stupid.
Sure. Who said stupid? We meant wonderful.
Like, they're talking about college at that point. So when your kid is in eighth grade, they're talking about it.
Yeah.
And you get to that first parent initiation of your high school, and they're talking about the hoops they're going to have your kids jump through to get to college.
That's right. The first thing they said to us in our parent meeting freshman year of high school was, okay, here's what colleges would like to see from your student.
Oh, great.
Like, wait right. a minute, am I in the wrong meeting?
Yeah, right.
Aren't
yeah.
I just talking about a 14-year-old right
yeah.
here?
Yeah.
That's
so yeah, it starts early.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to pull the trigger for him, I think, to finish it. And, you know, people balk when I say that, too, because it's like, oh, this is a time when your child has to fill something out on their own to show that they really want to go to college. I've talked to numerous parents who have helped grease the path for that.
Well, that's a thing. If you're the parent that sits back and then every other parent edits their kid's essay, well, you know, how do you compete in that
right.
field?
Right.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
and besides,
it really
the thing
becomes such a competition.
And the process costs, you know, the college education is like $200,000 now or something. That's
yeah.
the sticker price for 4 years. How can you sit back and just let your child
well, I guess they
navigate
weren't ready.
That?
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
I don't even know how to do it. How are they supposed to know how?
Right.
So what was it about this process that you said to yourself, boy, would this make for a great show? Because it really, it's a combination of everything, but mostly frustration.
Yeah, exactly. And high stakes.
Yeah.
I mean, frankly, the stakes are so high
yeah.
and that there's not a lot about it. And there's a lot of competition and secrecy, all of which is very funny to me.
Yeah.
And I actually had someone say to me in all seriousness before, right when my daughter started high school, you know, they were talking about their kid's ACT experience. And I said, oh, well, you know, she's only a freshman. And she said, oh, you want to get on that? And I said, well, she'll probably take it a couple times. And the woman turned around to me and said, well, you know, you can only take it 12 times.
Oh
my
God.
And I laughed. I mean, that was my response. And she said, no, I'm serious. 12 is it. That's all you get.
Do some
no
kids
more.
Take it 12 times?
Oh, yeah.
They do.
Yeah, they do.
So you can you select the highest of those scores, correct? Is that how it works?
Exactly.
They'll
yeah.
take
like
the highest
yeah.
for you, correct?
Yeah.
Any college will take the highest scores. But, you know, the ACT, that's the title of the show because that line just struck me as so amusing. But the whole process is that fraught.
Right.
And to me, I relish the most being able to laugh about it with other parents and hearing other stories of parents that, like, really didn't care.
You Do you know anyone, like, when we all took it?
You crawl under your bed.
You have to, right. Do you know anyone who took it more than once? I know one of my friends took it twice, and everybody's like, can you believe you took it a second time?
I know someone who took it eight times.
Eight times.
Yeah. My son took it junior year and senior year. And so they were twice free.
That's the other thing, right?
You know?
I mean, they do that. They
with the class.
Start out the PSAT. I was talking to someone whose kid is at Lane right now, and they are already, the freshmen are already taking PSAT.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe he even
That's
took
a freshman.
It more because they get a, they, every year they get, maybe it's $75, but they take it with the class.
Remember.
So you figure, all right, go ahead and take it with everyone else.
Yeah.
And then there's also the test prep classes.
Oh, yeah.
We
yeah.
talk about that in this, I don't think.
And there's coaches, right, who specifically yes. you can hire to help coach you to take these
yeah.
tests.
Yeah. yeah. You can have a tutor. Mm-hmm. My daughter had two of them. The first one said, you want to slow down. Don't worry about not finishing everything.
Right.
And the second one said, the most important thing is to speed up. Make sure you finish every question.
That's not confusing at all.
So we basically just spun her head around and then said, go. Do
and
better.
Get a 36 out
yeah,
of 36.
Exactly.
When you hire a coach, though, the coach isn't drilling you with facts that might be on the test. They're teaching you test skills, right? Like the best way to take tests, not
yeah.
so much state capitals and warriors of the world. It's all
yeah.
how to better yourself in
yeah.
terms of taking a test.
And there's those tutors. There's also the college coaches.
Yeah, there's
you
them.
Know, some people that hire someone to help their kid navigate high school and out into that application process, which I laughed at until I saw, you know, that all five colleges my daughter wanted to apply to had a whole different set of requirements for each five, and I'm like, ooh,
right.
this is something to keep track of.
And that's another thing that went like when we went to college, I applied to two different colleges.
Yeah.
That was it.
Yeah.
That was back in the Stone Age.
Yeah,
but
same.
Now you just expected, when my daughter's a freshman and she was expected to come sometime during junior year, I guess, with 10 colleges
yes, 10,
that she was
they tell
applying
you.
To. 10.
10
was the,
10.
And it was kind of an assignment.
Yeah.
It wasn't like, well, you know, if you're interested, well,
right.
you know, you may want to look at 10. No, that was what, that was the goal. That was it. Yeah.
Boy, it's changed
Or you didn't get your A.
Oh, my goodness.
Really has. All right. Yeah. We'll continue this discussion just
I'm
a little
sick.
Bit. The play is called You Can Only Take the ACT 12 Times. It's a true story. It's at the Greenhouse Theater. Four shows only, November 3rd through the 6th. That's Thursday through Saturday, 8 o'clock starts. And then Sunday, a matinee, 2:30 start at the Greenhouse Theater. The best way for tickets, Tracy, is?
You can go to the Greenhouse website. That's greenhousetheater.org. Or, you can give them a call.
That's the way to play it. All right,
yeah.
more of this in a moment. If you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. It's Bill and Wendy, WGN.
All right, we're talking to Tracy Egan and Rangan Altai. And we're talking about a one-woman comedy show written and performed by Tracy. You Can Only Take the ACT 12 Times. Which I know someone said to you and you took it as kind of a joke, but I think parents are really too pushy for their kids. Is it parents? Is it the schools? Who is it?
I think it's both. I think kids get a lot of pressure from their peers sitting around the lunch table and having, you know,
oh, where
one
you going?
Kid say, I got a letter from Yale inviting me to apply. And, you know, then your kid's sitting there and saying, oh, my God, I'll be lucky if I can get into U of I, you
yeah.
know, like. So I think it's kids, other kids. I think it's teachers and counselors that say, you know, you need to apply to 10 schools. And then I think it is parents who, I mean, come on, this is our kids' send-off. You know, we wanted to make them happy. We want to have a good fit.
Sure.
We want them to go somewhere where they're, well, let's be frank, going to be super successful, going to, you know, do really well, to make friends, to all of the stuff that we tried to instill in them
right.
is going to be kind of tested
right.
in the next year when they branch off on their own. So it's incredibly stressful for parents. And I'll add that the kid, because they know they need to separate, is often super surly that senior
sure.
year. So then you have this thing where you're loving them and you're wanting to love them more. And they're like kind of, you know, could you just go away?
Right.
And
little
that's
jerks.
Not at all what, yeah, it's not at all what we need.
And what about like junior college? Why is that just looked upon as if you go to junior college, you've failed? It's a great way to do it.
Isn't that crazy? It is a great way. But again, I think their peers at school are all sitting there listing the five or six schools that they're, you know, going to this coast and that coast to look at over spring break and whatever.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of cumulative pressure to make that jump to the four-year school.
There's also a sense of, for parents, that we our kids are such a reflection of us,
yeah,
right.
which is, of course, not really true, but that whatever their success is a measure of our success.
Right.
So, there
yeah.
you go.
Over the years, I've interviewed a whole bunch of people about this process, and they say the best way to play it is send your kid to a smaller college, a local college, a community college for 2 years, then send them to a big university, because on the degree, it's still going to say they graduated from Boston College, even though they went to 2 years. But when you throw that at your family and go, here's an option we might consider, it's quickly voted down.
Right.
You know,
but especially if they're not sure what they want to do, then I think for sure you should do the junior college.
Exactly. And not to mention the fact that a community college will save you, what, like 40 grand a year?
A lot of money. Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone is texting us right now. I've been a college admission professional for 25 years, and this conversation is why parents freak out.
It's worthy of freaking out, I mean, because there's so much at stake. I mean, the money involved is certainly at stake. The future of your children is at stake. So if anything's going to freak you out, this should freak you out. It's scary.
Absolutely.
And we can't not talk about it because it's constantly being shoved down the kids' throats and our throats. And
I don't even remember. I went to Illinois State. I only made it for a little over a semester. And then I went to Triton College, which I loved. I should have just started there. But I remember senior year in high school talking to my guidance counselor. What do you want to be? Oh, I want to be in radio. Okay, well, where are you thinking? Well, my sister went to U of I. My brother went to ISU. So I guess one of those. I didn't even know Columbia College existed. There were no college tours really back when I was a senior.
Yeah.
And now it's like freshman year, these kids are touring different.
You know, it's become a field trip destination for middle schoolers.
Yeah.
The college campus. Can you believe that?
Wow.
Let's plant that seed even earlier.
Wow. Yeah. When is somebody going to be bold enough to admit that colleges are overcharging us?
It's the most obvious thing in the world. It's already been said.
Has it just been...
Feel the burn.
Ignored.
Too late.
Yeah. I mean, it's and everyone is like, well, that's terrible. We got to do something about
that. But no one does do anything about it. And I guess what can you do about it? But the prices are... It just doesn't make sense, especially...
Who's getting the money?
I don't know.
Bill is.
It's not me.
Yeah, really.
It's not me. But especially if you have a family, we're fortunate and there's only two kids in our family, but I know people with 4, 5, and 6 kids, and you go, how are you going to send six kids to college?
Well, in fairness to the colleges, I think $200,000 for a four-year degree is kind of the sticker price.
Yeah.
And I think if you're one of those kids, I mean, we all know them, the parents that have like kind of played the system and never really had a job, and they end up, the kids go for free.
Yeah.
You know, so I think, I think that there are a variety of ways around that sticker price, and that certainly if you've got a lot of kids in your family and are struggling to foot the bill for them, hopefully there's some help from the schools out there. And I certainly know plenty of people where they don't pay nearly that. Because that'd be impossible.
It would be impossible.
I just want to say that those parents are, most of them are also, it's not that they've never really had a job. They've had a job that just
that
can't
isn't
support sending
who could?
Six kids to college.
Exactly. Yeah. No
there
job
were seven kids
that.
In my family, and then it was an interesting process of getting everybody to a university, which pretty much all of us did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the other thing, Wendy and I have discussed this. Somebody I know very well's daughter got a perfect score on her ACT, perfect score, applied to two colleges and was rejected at both, despite the fact that she had a great scholastic career, active at school.
GPA was high.
Everything was on the positive. One of them, Northwestern, said point blank, you live too close. We're looking for more diversity. We want people from all parts of the country and the world, and you live down the street. So what
that
does that tell you?
That doesn't seem fair at all.
What does that tell you? Oh, my gosh. It tells you about the level of competition on the elite end of it. And now I didn't have that experience.
not a perfect score?
No, not quite. We really, really, really tried to break out of those teens. But anyway, I mean, I think at those elite schools especially, it is a whole different ballgame and a whole different level of stress that I can only imagine.
You have to have your show on Nick Jr. in order to have that on your resume.
That's the right audience. Yeah.
Right, exactly.
Seriously. And, do the work of Mother Teresa while you're at it. Well,
this is the time that a lot of parents are going through this. I envy you, Bill, that you're finished with this, but then I feel sorry for you because you had two at once.
Yeah, right. I know.
Which was, although I'm sure Terry did most of the work.
Most of it. Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. Yeah.
But parents, if you're frustrated right now, you should go laugh about it and learn about it. You can only take the ACT 12 times. It's a one-woman comedy show written and performed by Tracy Egan. And Rangan Altai is the director. And where do we go again? This is Greenhouse Theater on Lincoln?
Yep, Greenhouse Theater on Lincoln in the city, and it's greenhousetheater.org.
And I think we have a telephone number. I hope it's the right one. 773-404 7336.
Tracy's home phone number. Sorry, Trace. We apologize for that.
Only four shows. Could you go over that one more time?
Yeah, only four shows. That's this weekend. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday at 8 and Sunday at 2:30.
Good luck.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Good luck with your son.
I'm going to throw up now.
I know. That's the effect. All right. More show after this. It's Bill and Wendy WGN.